hearing no objection, that's done. Okay. Is there anything else on the special national fundraising for your end, Lonnie?
No.
Okay. The next item was surplus and reserve policy to recommend to the National Finance Committee. National Finance Committee must create and propose policy to the board. Board directive from the April 05 NYC states policy must be created to clarify who owns surpluses and reserves. That's not my memory of any motion we passed. Can you give us the text of that motion that you're referring to, Bonnie?
Yeah, I think I read it at the last Finance Committee meeting. That
the motion said
our,
that we should develop a policy on reserves and surplus.
No, it was more specific. Remember, I read it. It was on the accumulation. It was on capital equipment. It was on computers. And it was on the use of prior year. The key word is use. How a policy on how permissible use would be my way of framing that policy. And, it's an issue. It's a crucial issue. I don't think we can or should tackle this one right now. I think that we're going to need some people to look into, because it's so broad. It covers equipment. It covers use of prior year reserves. It covers even current year reserves. It covers things like if a station, for example, has a surplus in the drive that it's currently working with, what's permissible use of monies that may come in above the drive amount? There's a lot here that's involved.
Can we refer this to a committee?
Yeah, man, I hate to be the one to say it. I think that,
Have a surplus and reserve work group that's scheduled to meet at 4 o'clock on Friday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right, yeah, this is Brody, I'm sorry. I think that work group was more the calculation of what, or deciding what is a surplus or reserve, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
that
okay.
Sort of technical kind of calculation.
Right.
And how you book these things.
Right, and how, yeah, and how you...
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, well, I think basically in the interest of time, and given the fact that everybody's so busy with immediate budget issues and the rest, realistically, unless somebody thinks we're going to come up with a policy about this before the approval of the 06 budget, that we ought to take it up as a committee after that approval and not before, because we're dealing already with the issue of any unit transfers associated with fundraising for WBAI, all the budget stuff. We have the quarterly report that's due in, and we have the national office budget and the local budgets. So, we can, during the course of the year, consider that, but my recommendation would be that we table it until after the approval of the 06 budget. If other people don't want to do that, I'm amenable to that too, though.
Well, how about this? Since that group is scheduled, let's see, on my calendar for a 4 o'clock Friday meeting, why don't we let that group have that discussion?
Okay. Does anybody have any objection to that, adding that to the work of the group on the booking, on the tracking of surpluses and definition of surpluses?
Yeah, maybe they come up with something that will get us to deal with immediate what people are proposing, the use of such services, such surpluses in the current, in the FY06 budget. Maybe we can do...
As, for example, KPFK will be.
That's right. We might as well tackle it since we have a problem.
Who's on that committee that's meeting Friday?
I know I am.
I'm convening, so...
I'm on it. Brody's on it.
Yeah. Remember,
I think Jane was too, right?
I don't. Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, and Casey, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why don't we start there?
Okay.
That's Friday at 4 Pacific?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, so the next item then is review the proposed preliminary national budget in detail, and as Lonnie said, that's not ready. Do you want to spend any time talking about any piece of it as yet, Lonnie, what it looks like, what's going to be the issues in it?
I am pre-depressed over the national budget. You know, no, I'm not. I don't have a clue how our budget will work until the last station has weighed in with what they will be producing. I can't say this at this point about it. We're looking at reduced staff in the national budget, even as we've hired on an HR person, because we've had to deal with the immediate issues of not having the central service monies from WBAI that we thought we were going to have, and also revenues are flat in this network, so that affects all of us, and it certainly affects the national office. Now, I think that we have to, on the call here tonight, be committed to a date certain to review all these budgets, because time is really, I heard some folks might not have a budget ready before the end of next week. So we have to have our next meeting deal with the FY06 budget. And that has to be our major focus. And I would want to clear the agenda for that purpose. So if what I'm suggesting, including the national budget, but once I know when the last station will be finished with their budget and what that budget looks like, I can produce the national budget, and we should take them all at the same meeting so we have a picture of the whole. So my proposal is that we do a quick roundtable so that we know when each LSB, to our best guess, will be finished with their budgets, and we can schedule this group to meet to review them.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. Can the treasurers do it? Let's start in Northern California.
Yeah.
And Marnie?
Yeah, fine. I'm fine with that. However, let me just say that, Lonnie, after you get everybody else's budgets, how long is it going to take for you to produce yours?
Well, you know, once I know revenue, I'll cut my expenses to match revenue. And so I can do it in 2 or 3 days.
As with all due respect, there is no reason for us not to see something preliminary. There are some things that cannot be cut. And, I don't personally too much care one way or another when we see this national thing, but I do feel that the NFC members want to see it, and I think that it's totally doable, and I'm disappointed not to have it just on principle, Lonnie. That said, I'm going to go on with, as I mentioned earlier, LaVarne and I were involved in presenting a preliminary draft budget that came from the general manager and the business manager. We had a lot of questions about it. Therefore, the pattern we are looking at is all this upcoming week, Lois and Roy will be revising based on the feedback they got, which was things, as I mentioned, including you better look at not having as much money to spend. And then you would also better look at making sure to budget a surplus of 1 month. So that in case stuff happens, you've got to build a budget that is not a break-even budget. You've got to be able to build it with some room for stuff to go sideways. And so those kinds of, fairly firm guidelines have been given back. And so in this upcoming week, Roy and Lois and the department heads will be working on what they can do to get real. Then the following week, an LSB working group is going to meet with Lois and Roy on either August 30 or 31 in the middle of the day so that our questions can be raised, and I think they will already have a lot of answers to our questions. And then from there, our plan is that on September 10, when the local station finance committee meets, by then we will have a really solid budget that we can feel very comfortable about, and that we as a finance committee can go to the LSB saying, okay, we feel decent about this. We feel that it would be best to approve this and get it on up to the NFC and the PNB. So I'm talking about September 17. Now, in the meantime, LaVarne and I are very prepared right now to send work product. And the question I have is I'm ready to send the work product. We decided that it was best to just put everybody's salaries out there for every LSB member to see, and everybody head count all the way back to 05 budget, and we're trying to see if we can get 04 actual. We're just putting it out there. There's no point doing anything else. So that's out there, and people were very appreciative of that information. So what I'm asking is, do I send this level of honest information up to the full NFC, or do I now have to start monkeying around with some file to strip out some salary information, which will blow up my links?
Well, before we do that, Marnie, it's a bit of an issue if the LSB does not approve your budget till 1 week, 6 days, before the national board meets. There is no way to incorporate that budget. The NFC can't review it.
But Dave, I've said that we can send up work product in between, and believe me, I believe that by the time we have that working group on August 31, I'll have working product. And
can you define the tolerances? Can you define, when you do that, how much it's likely to be changed so that we have some
degree?
It's going
to have to be significantly changed or we're going nowhere. I mean, LaVarne and I are not, and you know, it's not a problem. It is not a problem with Roy. Of course it's a problem to figure out how to make ends meet. That's a big challenge, you know, especially with all the stuff that he's just gone through. But that part is now behind him, pretty much. But now we have to work on getting cooperation with the staff and everyone working together for the good of the organization and doing it as expeditiously but diligently as we can. And I swear to you that I will have work product for you, I believe, by August 31st. I believe, again, well before September 10. And I know darn well that the NFC is going to be meeting just as often. So I think it's not ideal. Heck, it's not ideal. My where I work, I'm on the same fiscal year. Our budgets were submitted done in June. That's where we should go, and that's where we will go. But this is very new, and I totally understand that, and I think it's funky, but we can make our main dots meet.
Bonnie, do you want to comment on that?
Who was that?
I was asking if you wanted to comment on this timeline.
Well, and I've given some timelines. August 31, sometime right after Labor Day, you know, like by the 6th or the 7th, because we're just going to have to be really baked by then in order for the local finance committee to meet on September 10th. So, you know,
so she's saying September 10th, finance committee meets September 17th, LSB approves.
That's right. That's right. And we just can't change it. I mean, we would love to, but you got Labor Day coming up, and you know, it's just real. And we're just going to have to deal with it. We'll make some intersections happen. LaVarne and I are committed to keeping you guys posted. Just tell us how much information you want, and you got it. Starting right now, I'm ready to hit the send button right now.
Okay. Well, I read everything that comes into my mailbox.
Okay.
Well, here's our problem.
But Lonnie, go ahead.
Well,
and I'm gonna have to step off the call for 1 minute. Casey, can you take over for a minute while I'll be back in, well, 2-3 minutes.
Go ahead, Lonnie.
Tell you what, let's continue around the table so we have as much of the information as possible. Let's keep the go-around going. We've got Marnie's dates. Let's see who else is next. What about W?
This is LaVarne. Can I just say something real quickly, less than 30 seconds, that, you know, I support Marnie in terms of the what she has laid out in terms of the plan, and that, you know, Marnie has really worked really hard on this with both Lois and Roy and put in a lot of time, did really good work in terms of the headcount, which really allows a person to understand the plan, understand the spending, and put in some history there so we can compare over the years. And that, you know, the time frame in terms of what we had to work with and in terms of getting approval and allowing people to, the LSB and the general manager and business manager, to look at some of the issues or opportunities in the plan that we had discussed, that this is what we have, and you know, perhaps next year we can look at moving the schedule up further so that we can so that then we won't be crushed for time at the end. But yeah, I totally support Marnie, and I can in terms of what she's laid out, it's really really well documented, and I think it would be good for the NFC to have an opportunity to look at it. You know, and it incorporates some of the things that the other stations have done, like the stuff that Baruti has shared with us, and so that's just, I think, where we are with KPFA.
All right,
Lonnie, I think that David asked you to whether you had a comment on that timeline.
Yeah, look, my comment is let's get a clear picture of everybody else, then we can always come back. But
so since we started in California, I'll go next. And I'm a little surprised because we were told on Saturday by you at our LSB meeting that we absolutely could not go past this Friday. So our finance committee is walking in now. We're going to be meeting in 20 minutes again after a couple meetings last week and, you know, a meeting all day Saturday. Our LSB adjourned to another meeting this Wednesday because we were told there was absolutely not another day. and people are canceling things to make sure they've got quorum on Wednesday. So
that is my firm belief. If we don't get it done, you know, you just need a lot of time to I don't want to go into detail.
This Friday the 26th. So I if we've all had to completely stop our lives and do four meetings this week, I don't get it. But anyway, that's our schedule. Is we're hoping to get everything completed tonight and back to the LSB again on Wednesday.
When would you have, you think, Casey, an approved budget?
I think we will.
What would that be? Friday, or would it be later on, or
Wednesday? You told us we couldn't go past Friday.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think
we will, unless something really crazy happens, that we'll get an approval on Wednesday.
That would be the 24th, day after tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay. So when would I get it? The 26th or what?
I would imagine you could, if we get it, we should get everything back in the computer, and you should get it by Friday.
All right, great. So we would say that K is the 26th.
Right.
Okay, let's play with the dates a little bit. What about W, Jane?
Okay, we did. We had four meetings in 2 weeks. We passed the budget reluctantly. A lot of people felt like we would like to have an opportunity to come back and reconsider some of these things mid-year. That was a discussion that I was having with Lonnie before the call began. The big issue with our budget is that we're proposing increase in listener support, which is 15% over last year's budget. It's only 8% over Lonnie's projected actual, which is 130,000 more than the Lonnie's projected actual for the year. And the way that we would reach that number is scheduling, among other things, scheduling a summer drive in 2006, which we haven't had to do for a number of years. So that's a big concern to us locally, if that's a doable number. But the development director did, she felt that it was doable. And we needed that basically because we've got these increasing costs. So that's where we're at. It has been approved, and at some point, hopefully, the NFC will try to clarify what can be done about revisiting a budget mid-year as things change.
Dave, I'm back.
Signed off on, Jane, and ready for sending forward?
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't gotten it.
Not yet, but I have one that if it hasn't changed much,
it has not changed. We passed it. We considered various amendments, but none of them passed.
Okay. Our procedure from last year was that there'll be a real sign-off by the LSBs in the form of a motion. That would be something I would request.
So, Lonnie, are you asking for
a printed memo
with that motion signed, like a signature on it?
Well, not signatures, but a motion passed by the LSBs that they have reviewed the budget and have approved them, and a date in which that approval took place, and any minutes that may be germane.
So basically, the minutes would be good enough?
Yeah, I think so. The minutes would be great.
Yeah, we did pass a motion, so.
That's great. So you could send along the minutes so that our auditors are asking for us to do it that way.
This is Dave. I'm back on the call.
So W is more or less approved, right? I mean, done.
It is approved.
It is approved.
All right, great.
And by the way, just for the purposes of our committee, I think that given the fact that we need to review the budgets before submission, everything that's done should be committee, and then as we
you were blocked out, Dave. Say it again.
As we have each of our stations, once they approve it, they should send the budget to this committee, or to Lonnie and have him redistribute it so that we can review each of those budgets for our recommendations.
Absolutely.
So we've got that work in the can, so we don't do it all at once.
They have to be amalgamated so that we can look at the budgets, not as individual station budgets, but also as a network budget to see where we stand. And that's
right, but we can look at those individual station budgets and review those as they come in, and then that'll make the review of the amalgamated budget much more effective and rapid.
I just had one other statement, which is that I concur with Marnie's sentiment that we really need to begin looking at the national, even if it is very preliminary, and you know, even if you know that there may be reductions in expenses. But I think that just to get some very preliminary numbers would be extremely helpful.
Yeah, I would take that. I would take that seriously.
And on that point, is Marnie, your income numbers, because it sounds like what Lonnie said is in order to do national budget, he needed to see the listener support projection. How variable is that in the work you're doing, or is that number right now considered fairly solid?
No, I'd say the number's going to be too high because I think there's going to be pressure to bring the revenue down. But, you know, people can work with, you know, take a worst-case scenario. Take 10% off of what you think you'll get from the central services of KPFA, and then you can work with that. And then, hey, if it's better, great. And if it's worse, well, at least it's not going to be 15% worse because you've already taken 10% into effect. I'd say something like that.
Well, anyway, I don't want to argue this case on the phone. I've got variability at KPFA that may be, you know, $200,000. I've got variability at WBAI on listener support that may be $200,000 or $300,000. I've got variability at W that may be $100,000. That's a lot. And you don't want...
W's past their budget.
Yeah, I know, but the variability on the revenue.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, the variability.
The lowest case scenario in building yours.
That's easy to say. You don't want to have to lay off people or write them out of your budget until you're sure. And I'm not, you know, no, I don't want to do that. You wouldn't do it in your budget.
Then do it with whatever revenue assumption you want to use. That's
but I don't want to do it that way. I want to be inaccurate, not just a good guess. So I said I'll do is I will do the first draft, but I'm not wanting to finalize until I know.
Of course.
Oh, of course. That means you have to do it in a timely way, Marnie. You can't just sit and wait. And that means I need the information. If I'm going to try to do a budget early, which you're requesting, you, too, will have to speed up your timetable.
Marnie just sent us
her
projections.
I did just send up, and everyone has it because I got it, what KPFA looks like right now. And it doesn't fly.
And I want to raise up what I think is an important point based on what Lonnie just said. You said you don't want to have staff layoffs, but unless you need to. But we're dealing already.
I said not staff layoffs because I need to. I don't want to assume. I want to leave
somebody
off
without. I understand
data.
The point. It's identical, though, really, to what happened at WBAI, where we approved a budget assuming a number of things so that it didn't trigger staff layoffs at that moment. And that's part of the reason why we're in the fix we're in. And I think that it was Marnie who said something about you don't want this to be a, you know, razor thin margin, because part of why we're not meeting our goals is we are trying to we have a spending that assumes that we can do a certain amount rather than saying, hey, let's say we can't do that. Let's say we can only get within 90% of that level and give ourselves some cushion so then we can add things when it turns out better than expected, as opposed to be in a hole when it turns out worse than an expectation that was a best-case scenario to begin with.
Well,
so I think that if
you can... on the round table so that at least we know what we're going to get.
Okay,
right now,
granted, but let me just finish this point, which is if you have a budget in which you can't necessarily make staff keep staff at the level they're at through the year based on, you know, the revenue projections, one thing you can do that doesn't require you to cut staff immediately as a result of what you've passed as a budget is show them dropping off in the second half of the year, and then that's something you've planned, and if the revenues come in above that, then you can make a mid-year adjustment and keep them. But that allows you not to have to cut staff at October 1st on the as a result of what you've projected, but still has a conservative estimate.
Yeah, I'm aware of those options, though, but what I'm saying here is I'm worried we won't have a budget to play with unless we are agreed on the timetable. We have a product. Right now, I'm worried about that. Let's go around the table. Some
who's next?
Budgets, and they will be available to us in a way that we can work with. So I'm just wanting to be sure what we will, in fact, have to work with and on what dates.
So we've heard from A, we've heard from W. Have we heard from WBAI and KPFA?
No.
WBAI?
Yeah, I can go. Our finance committee met last Wednesday, and we reached consensus on the income side of the budget. We adjourned our meeting to be completed tomorrow. So tomorrow's focus is going to be on the expense side of the budget, and hopefully we get consensus there, and then we're going to be able to turn it over to the LSB for Wednesday's meeting, which, of course, is definitely short notice, but hopefully all of the questions, tough questions, have been hashed out in the Finance Committee meeting. I guess the key issues that we're still kind of up in the air is, and I know Ingrid said she's going to speak to Lonnie tomorrow, is how much between the two of them do they estimate we're going to have to put in the budget next year to repay back any potential advances this year. In other words, what's our shortfall going to be this year? Because that's got to be in next year's budget. The second item would be an estimate of any kind of severance packages that need to be factored into either as part of next year's expense or, I think about the accounting for this, or as something that we may need to get support for to take care of this year. So I think those are the two big items. There's just a general shortfall.
Okay.
And then severance packages. But if we get all that information, we expect to approve the budget tomorrow at the Finance Committee and give it over to the LSB for approval for Wednesday.
I did talk to Andrew Baruti this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we both sort of popped up on is that if you look at the revenue that WBAI realized this year, it's $3.2 million. And you look at what's being budgeted for next year, that is FY06, it's $3.6 million. And that number, you know, that's a scary jump. So it may be to you, and when you talk to Andrew, and I certainly will talk to her tomorrow, she was going to think that over tonight, then we've got to get back on the phone tomorrow. But that's a big jump, you know, from 3.2 to 3.6.
On the overall budget? That's not listener support, is it? You mean there's something in the other categories? Because I know our listener support is being scaled back from $2.7 million to $2.5 million.
Yeah, that's true, Sydney's. But the income was scaled up in these other categories. So overall income, like I said, when you look at what you produce this year versus what you're budgeting next year, is a $400,000 gap. So Andrew and I had a good long conversation about that, going over every item from the website income assumptions to the assumptions around major donor to the assumptions around the Rothenberg, you know those categories.
Right.
And say, well, how much of what would be a conservative estimate on this income? What can we absolutely guarantee will come through that door? So you might want to have that same discussion with her. We're getting on the phone tomorrow. But, boy, that's a big gap between 3.2 and 3.4. And so the increase in revenue, you know, between that that 3.2 million and the 3.6.
The 3.2 is where you expect
13%.
Your 3.2 is where you expect us to be for actuals for this year, because I'm looking at the 0405 budget, and we were budgeted for $3.8 million.
Yeah, but you know, the $400,000 shortfall and what.
So you're saying that if you project out for the balance of the year, you estimate that we're only going to hit about 3.2.
Yeah, and that includes, you know, July mini drive, which was great. But it really just sort of replaced the $400,000 shortfall. But remember, WBAI normally would do a summer drive, too. And that summer drive, of course, is not being done. So it you get back to square one in that regard. So 3.2, 3.3 against a budget of 3.6. I just think you have to look at that.
Right. Now, you're going to be. I'm meeting with Indra tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Will you be available?
That would be 1 o'clock my time?
7 a.m. your time.
No,
ooh,
that's early.
Ooh,
okay.
Ooh.
I'm sorry.
Ooh.
All right. Okay.
But we must have that discussion.
Would you be available by 8 your time?
Yeah, I'll do it here. I'll just get up and then put the phone in my ear. 8 o'clock would work, if that works for you, folks.
Okay, so because we can get started on some expense stuff.
Yeah, and I can.
And you can maybe join us at about 11 o'clock our time, and which is 8 o'clock your time, and we can take another look at the income. Because it seemed, like I haven't looked at your projections for the balance of the year.
Yeah.
But it seemed like on the listener support number, the what we're budgeting for next year, the $2.5 million, it looked like that was pretty much what we were going to do in terms of actual this year. I think we're about $2 million. Maybe $350,000. But, with the push for collections, we thought we could bring that up over the next...
Okay, well, let's look at the assumptions, and maybe that's something
okay.
we can do offline.
Okay, all right. But
okay.
that's where we are.
This is Lauren.
Oh, what's your delivery date? Thursday,
what?
Friday?
Well, if we, you know, we get it approved by Wednesday, I mean, I don't know what happens after that. I mean, obviously, it would be on, if there's no major changes come out of the LSB, then I would think that it would be ready to get to you no later than Friday.
Okay, let's say the 26th. We got two at the 26th. Who's next?
APFT.
B. Has the LSB
Hello.
Looked at the budget?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that we have a finance committee meeting tomorrow, and I think that we will be approving the budget Wednesday the 24th as the LSB.
Great. Great.
That's what I think.
So let's put it down for the 26th, because I'm going to need the weekend to work furiously on this stuff.
Hello.
Okay, the 26th.
Lavarne's been trying to say something. Go ahead, Lavarne. Lavarne? Okay, she's not there. Casey.
We already went while you were off the call. But I'm just wondering, you know, it sounds like WPFW passed a budget with some concerns, and they're going to need to go back. We're passing a budget with some concerns with regard to not having information, you know, on salary scales and being able to budget in for salary increases and things like that. And I mean, we're going ahead, but on one hand, I got to applaud KPFA for standing their ground and saying, you know, we're going to take our time and we're going to do it right. On the other hand, I'm wondering, is that, you know, the 17th of September, what's that going to do to the whole process?
Well, before we get into that, I just want to make a comment that, going back toward the earlier stuff, which was our committee's meeting tonight, and then we're going to make adjustments based on the conversation.
I hope you're in the car.
Yeah, based on the conversation that we had with Lonnie and Ambrose the other day, but it's because our committee was involved at every step that we sort of know exactly where we stand on every point. And so we're feeling like we can do this rather rapidly, and that's exactly, I think, the advantage of having early involvement of the Finance Committee. So with that editorial point out of the way, is what you're asking, Casey, whether we might not take a little more time to do our job?
Well, I don't know that I don't know that that's fair. I'm just kind of, you know, we were told something. We've had people completely rearrange their schedules. We've been having two LSB meetings in 1 week. And I just want to know, you know, the schedule we were given, was that the real schedule? And if so, how do you go an extra month?
May I just say, in KPFA's defense, as Lavarne will attest to, we have been doing our share of meeting a lot, the LSB. It's just that it's had to be on another subject.
Yeah.
Now that that subject has gotten to a point, we can now start. So we had a very extenuating circumstance.
I'm not questioning that at all, and I'm saying good for you that you're going to do what I wish we would have done. I'm just worried that, you know, Lonnie's saying that that's going to affect us seeing the national budget and all of that, and I want to make sure we're on track for national and all of that.
Well, I have a suggestion. The way it seems it's going to work out, if most stations are finished by the 26th, and it looks like A is the only one that will not, then we on the Finance Committee need time to review it. I need time to compile this budget, so I'm suggesting a meeting on next Wednesday or Thursday where the Finance Committee can look at whatever we've got on the table, okay? And maybe Marnie will have a draft, you know, that we can look at as well. And that we take that as the time that we meet on the 1st. The Labor Day weekend is going to intervene, and a lot of those things are going on. And then once the Finance Committee has had a chance at it, maybe for the 31st and the, you know, Wednesday and Thursday, if we need to do 2 days, let's not rule it out. And then I can have the draft budget ready. Nothing's going to happen on Labor Day by the 7th or 8th. And we will have it. I need to get it out to the finance. I need it out to the board. A board package usually go out 2 weeks before the board meeting. That's the 22nd. I must have this stuff in the mail by the 12th or the 13th because even, you know, if I FedEx all this stuff overnight. But let's say I need to get it into the mail by the 14th of September. So I would need to correlate all these board packs. Because remember, these budgets have to go into a board pack, and that takes 2 or 3 days. By the 8th, I must have everything by the 8th or the 9th. And if that includes a draft from Marnie's group, it includes a draft.
Yeah.
I'm proposing that we proceed that way, since most stations will have, you know, and I'll have the national, and I know at least if I got just, you know, one station with a deadline issue. How about that plan? We plan to meet the Wednesday the 31st or the 1st, and that way we can go through what we've got, be sort of clear about it, and I'm planning to send out what I've got. I'm planning to collate all of that by the 8th into a board pack by the 8th or 9th. And then I must have it in the mail by no later than Monday the 12th, you know, or 13th at the latest, because I've got to spend a weekend collating the 10th and the 11th.
I move that we meet on the 31st.
And or the 1st, if necessary.
If you look at the meeting schedule, there is a elections review committee meeting on the 31st, that Wednesday.
Yes, there is.
What time?
8:30 p.m. Eastern. I would like to do it on the Thursday instead.
It's a lot of stuff to look over in one meeting, but you want to do it that way.
Okay.
The Tuesday is also open. Tuesday the 30th is presently open.
Tuesday the
30th? Yep.
It's a little early for me. I've got the weekend plus Monday to get back to work to get all this stuff collated. I got my people I'm working with on Monday. Tuesday.
And don't forget that Monday is the PMB meeting.
Yeah, Monday's the PMB meeting. I'll be wrapped up with that. That's why Wednesday, Thursday works better for me.
Well,
Friday is hard because, you know, it's the day before Labor Day.
Well, there's a conflict on the 31st.
Could we do it at 6 or 31st?
We could. It's at 8:30 p.m. We could start on the 31st and then hold an adjourned meeting the next day. If we had to, we could spend 2 hours on the 31st.
I would suggest that.
Yeah.
This is LaVarne, and I'm on the election committee, and that's really not the ideal situation for me. I would like to spend 5 hours on a telephone call, but I don't think that's practical. I think we should, for the first, maybe try to start earlier in the day. Maybe
right.
Start at 4. What time do we start today? At 4, right? Yes.
Okay. So 4 Pacific Standard Time on the 1st of September.
Or I thought we were saying start earlier. We could start at 2. Casey, could you do 2?
Yes. Yeah.
What time are you proposing on the 1st of September?
At 2 o'clock Pacific, and then going till hell freezes over.
So 5 p.m. Eastern.
That would be 2 o'clock Pacific on the 31st. Is that agreeable?
First.
Hello?
Well, define agreeable.
We're talking about the September 1st.
5 p.m. Eastern.
2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, PMB Finance Committee meeting, September 1st, Thursday.
Both days it's 2 o'clock, or?
No, we're only talking
one
about
day.
Thursday.
The Thursday.
That's
5 p.m. Eastern.
That's fine with me, but why don't we just nail down Thursday while we can?
Okay, I'll put it in the thing. I'll put it in the estimated length. How long till hell freezes over, Marnie? Is that, what, 4 hours?
I don't know. Ask other people.
Okay. Anybody have an estimate of how long it takes hell to freeze over?
I say orders of the day.
Okay. Well, we'll put it in for 240 minutes. Okay.
And also with the election committee meeting, we had a very... We started out with a very productive meeting, and it ended up like a very, it was a meeting that was like, I've never been on a phone call like that before in my life, where one of the members just totally tried to trash the meeting, continued to interrupt, continued to argue with the chair, you know, would not put a motion forward when the chair would like take a motion.
About?
It was just really horrible, so we really need to meet on the 31st election committee.
Okay, so we've got now, I just put on the calendar, on the PA calendar for Thursday the 1st, finance meeting at 5 p.m. Eastern. And if we need to do more, we'll do more.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Now, is that, are we, we're contemplating that that's going to be our next meeting. We still have some items. By the way, Lonnie, listeners have been asking me whether the document, the Excel sheet that you sent around with the audited inter-unit transfers, that document you worked so long on, is that a public document? May that be posted publicly or transmitted?
Yes.
Okay, that was...
You mean the one with all the spreadsheets in it?
The one, right, the one where we said, you said we'd need a couple days to sort of work through what
in
the day, but that document itself can be released.
Well, you know, no one has reviewed it that I'm aware. So
it's
wise to somebody to do it.
Well, I mean, your office reviewed it presumably before they put it out. It can be labeled as, you know, this is what was sent.
Well,
Is there's no confidential information in it, is there?
Well, there's controversial information in it. Let's put it
that's
that
different
way.
Than confidential information.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me check with Ambrose, see what he wants to do. My predilection is that since it was a work product requested, I think, by this committee, that this committee review it.
All right. Well,
that was a work product requested by the audit committee.
But I mean,
actually,
if something's confidential or not isn't something you kind of sit and decide whether you feel like it or not. It's either confidential because it's a personnel or a legal matter, or it's not confidential.
Well, I think that the audit committee requested it. Let the audit committee have it.
No, the national board requested it.
But then it ought to let the national board make that decision. I don't want to be...
All right, Casey, can you make a note to remind me? I will put on the agenda that we ask the... I don't know how to do this. It seems to me that the executive director can rule on that point.
Well, you remember that the point of doing it was to ultimately have the PNB decide what to do with that information. So I think it's proper for the PNB to, I don't know, however the board wants to do it. The board, the information is predominantly for the board to use to decide how to settle some of the issues that that document presents.
Well, then, do we need to entertain a motion here to recommend to the board that it be made public?
I think we recommend to the board that
we're
they
on
do
this
it.
Item on the agenda. We're on setting the next meeting. And is orders of the day.
Fair enough. We're actually the terms. The times were not part of the approval, so that does not truncate the meeting, but I take your point that it was not. Hang on, let me get back to the agenda.
I think it's time to adjourn.
Well, we adjourned to the executive session.
Oh, we have?
Yeah.
I really feel like there's...
When did that happen?
That was the approved agenda. It has us adjourning to executive session.
Right, and I think there's a few things we might as well learn about now rather than keep putting them off.
But actually, before we go there, we were scheduling a meeting, but had not finished the item review of
Have we adjourned to executive session yet?
No. To my thinking, we have not finished the review of the proposed preliminary national budget. We were talking about how we were going to review it and what the issues are. I still don't feel satisfied that we know when we're going to get draft material. Lonnie's talking about getting stuff by in the mail by the 13th. I don't understand where in that time frame the National Finance Committee
is. I didn't speak to it. I'll repeat.
I remember what you said.
Yeah, I'm going to compile it along with the other budgets.
Okay,
same
but when will the NFC see it and be able to review it?
Same time,
get it
all the other...
Monday, right, Lonnie?
Yeah, same time period. I don't think you're on the call today. Maybe you were.
You're saying by September 1st you're going to have that to us?
By August 29th.
Yeah, as soon as I can get it, I'm going to...
Okay,
once I get all these other budgets.
Okay.
I know now that four of them will be ready.
Okay, August 29th then. Good.
No, not 29th. I said I'll have it when I compile all the other budgets. But I said, remember, 29th is a board meeting. And
I'm hearing different things now. I need to know what date...
I'm
going to
have all the budgets by the 31st out to everybody.
The 31st of?
August. Oh, the 30th. That's right. We got a meeting.
Yeah, we only have 30.
Yeah, that's so true. Boy.
30 days.
Man, that is tough because if somebody's late with their budget on the 26th and I don't have it before I go into that weekend, I got a problem because, you folks are going to need time to look it over. So Tuesday the 30th, would have to be in your hands. Let's take that as the date that all the budgets, including the national one, will go out to you. Can we work with that short time frame? Or?
So Tuesday the 30th, we get it, and we have our meeting 2 days later on the 31st. I mean,
right.
September 1st.
On the 1st.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you note that in the minutes, Casey?
Mm-hmm.
Well, put it in the minutes for everyone that they will not be late with those budgets.
Well, okay.
I need them all. We need them all to work with. I do.
So that includes KPFA's budget at whatever state it is at by that date. Is that correct?
So yes, whatever they got.
All budgets in by August 30th, correct? Is that what you
No, the 29th, that Friday. Okay. I need the week. I mean, 26th. I need the weekend to work on it.
Okay, 8/26.
Yeah.
And then what else was I putting in?
That I'm going to have them back to you by the 30th.
Okay.
And so, Marnie, you'll be sending whatever you have at that point, right?
Yes. And, we've already sent one. I just did. And, yeah, by the 31st, I should be able to send maybe even the 30th. 31st.
Okay,
yes.
But that's not germane to this particular process, because that's after this is moving, this train leaves the station. Okay, so then we have done the next meeting, and we've scheduled the next meeting. Now the agenda calls for us to adjourn to executive session.